For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Today, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Tim Fox said that three same-sex couples can ask the Arkansas Department of Health to change their children's birth certificates to reflect both spouses' names. Former Dean of the UALR Bowen School of Law, Professor John DePippa, joins me on the line. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
And how does this tie into the benefits that were granted by the U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage?
Well, it's a outflow, if you will, of the Supreme Court decision. When the Supreme Court recognized same-sex marriages as marriages and applied that across the country, then it had a whole lot of ripple effects on a lot of statutes that defined marriage in traditional ways. And so the issue in Arkansas and some other states is that the laws that talk about birth certificates assume that there would be an opposite-sex couple, so they talk about the mother and the father or the wife and the husband. And of course, those terms are outdated in a world where there's same-sex marriage. So what the argument is that just because the statute is written in gender-specific ways, it should be read to include the opportunity for same-sex couples to register their parentage just like opposite-sex couples.
It sounds a little bit odd, but could you kind of explain the purpose of a birth certificate and why it isn't maybe just a matter of who a biological parent is, but what it means for non-biological parental rights for same-sex or opposite-sex parents to be on a birth certificate?
Sure. I mean, a birth certificate establishes, obviously, the identity of the child, but then also establishes who are the parents of that child. And once you define somebody as a parent, they get a whole host of other rights regarding custody and care and visitation, decision-making about the child, registering a child for school. I mean, there are all sorts of things that flow from that connection of child to parent. And the reason it matters for non-biological parents is that for hundreds of years, the law has a presumption that says that a child born to a married couple is presumed to be the married couple's child. So there's no special proof you have to go into to show that the husband, for example, is the biological father. But that actually changed as in vitro fertilization became available. You had biological fathers who were no longer the husband of the mother. So states like Arkansas actually were in the forefront of allowing non-biological parents to be listed on the birth certificate. So if a woman went through in vitro fertilization, her husband wouldn't have been the biological father, but he could be listed on the birth certificate as the father. If you then come forward to same-sex couples, they're conceiving through in vitro fertilization, so they're saying our family should be recognized in exactly the same way that an opposite-sex couple who conceived through in vitro fertilization are recognized as parents.
This statement from Judge Fox telling the three couples to go ask for these amended birth certificates from the State Department of Health, it's not a formal or written order applying to all people, at least at this point. That is expected to come fairly soon, though. How would this move forward if Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge wants to appeal this? She's opposed the inclusion in the past.
If she appealed, then she could ask Judge Fox to stay the order, which may or may not be granted. I mean, we saw that go back and forth with the marriage litigation. I think ultimately the law is on the side of the same-sex couples. There are at least three other states who had similar issues. Judges in each of those states ordered the states to allow same-sex couples to be registered as parents. Long-term, it seems to me that the Arkansas legislature will need to update its language across the statutes so that they no longer reflect the assumption that married couples will be opposite sex.
John DePippa, a professor at the University of Arkansas Little Rock School of Law. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Jacob.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.